The reality is that whether the ANC likes it or not, the stability of this government, as well as the security of our president's own position, depends entirely on the relationship between the two largest parties inside the GNU. In keeping with our mature approach to coalition government, the Democratic Alliance will therefore urgently pursue a reset now in this relationship. To do so, I yesterday wrote to President Ramaphosa in order to object in the strongest terms to the fact that he signed the Expropriation Act this week in contravention of a clear legal opinion submitted by Minister McPherson that the Act and sections of it are unconstitutional. But furthermore, to note the DA's implacable opposition to the inclusion of the scrapping of medical aids in the NHI and the medium-term development plan with its accompanying budgetary implications, and to record the failure to set up effective dispute resolution mechanisms and the abuse of the clearinghouse mechanism. The reality is that for any coalition to work, no matter where it is in the world, it needs strong levels of trust between the leaders of the parties to the coalition. The cavalier manner in which other parties to the government are being treated is counter to the spirit and intent of the statement of intent that was entered into by parties. The DA refuses to be a bystander in a government where the ANC simply continues to implement its own policies. We were very clear from the beginning. We were going into this government for growth and jobs. If the policies of the ANC and the pursuit of their single-minded ANC policies is going to be the order of the day, that will not be possible, and we'll have to consider our options.